Ngữ pháp và cách dùng từ.
10.
Công tác.
The word.
Công tác.
Functions as a noun and as a verb. The noun.
Công tác.
Has the same meaning as.
Công việc.
Work, job, and is used chiefly in formal Vietnamese.
Anh ấy luôn luôn hoàn thành công tác được giao.
He always does excellent work. The verb,
công tác,
is a synonym of
làm việc
and is also used in formal Vietnamese.
Ông ấy công tác ở Bộ Giáo dục và Đào tạo từ 20 năm nay.
He has worked in the Ministry of Education and Training for 20 years. Note the verb
công tác
is used with the preposition
ở
or
tại
to refer to one's workplace. When the English to work is used with a noun to refer to one's occupation, the verb
làm
is used.
Bà ấy làm bác sĩ ở bệnh viện này từ 20 năm nay.
She has been working as a doctor at this hospital for 20 years. 11.
Không.
Plus question word. The construction, negation plus verb plus question word plus
cả,
was introduced in Lesson 10 of Elementary Vietnamese. The question word in this construction usually functions as an object or an adverb.
Không
can be placed before some question words to form negative pronouns and adverbs such as
không có ai,
nobody, no one,
không có gì,
nothing,
không ở đâu,
nowhere,
không người nào,
no one, nobody, and
không
plus classifier noun plus
now.
These question words together with
không
function as the subject of a sentence.
Hôm qua, tôi gọi điện cho anh, nhưng không có ai trả lời.
I tried to call you yesterday, but no one answered.
Viết về văn hóa Việt Nam, tôi thấy không có quyển sách nào hay như quyển này.
I have found this book the best one on Vietnamese culture. Literally, I saw no book which would be so good as this one. The number
một
may be placed before
ai
and before the classifier or noun which is followed by
nào
to emphasize the negation.
Hôm qua, tôi gọi điện cho anh, nhưng không có một ai trả lời. Viết về văn hóa Việt Nam, tôi thấy không có một quyển sách nào hay như quyển này.
12.
Nàng. Nàng
is used chiefly in literature and poetry to denote a young woman who is respected. It functions as the third personal pronoun, but sometimes is used as a form of address.
Nàng
may be used before some nouns to form set expressions.
Nàng tiên,
fairy.
Nàng công chúa,
princess. Its counterpart, referring to a male, is
chàng, chàng thanh niên,
a young man,
chàng hoàng tử,
prince. 13.
Dặn.
The verb
dặn
is used when someone is going to leave and wants to tell another person to do something or to warn another person of something or not to do something.
Trước khi đi họp, ông trưởng phòng dặn chúng tôi phải làm xong việc mới được về.
Before leaving for the meeting, our boss warned that we cannot go home until we finish our job.
Mẹ tôi dặn tôi không được đi vào trung tâm thành phố một mình.
My mother warned me not to go downtown alone. 14.
Anh chàng
is used jokingly or derogatorily for a young man.
anh chàng vui tính ấy đâu rồi? Lâu ngày không gặp.
Where is the cheerful guy? I haven't seen him for a while. 15.
Kẻ. Kẻ.
Is used before a verb or a noun to form a noun, which indicates a person who is doing something expressed by the verb or whose characteristics are denoted by the adjective. Nouns with
kẻ
always have a derogative connotation. For example,
kẻ cắp,
thief,
kẻ gian,
evildoer,
kẻ cướp,
robber,
kẻ xu nịnh,
flatterer,
kẻ trộm,
burglarer. 16.
Nào ai?
The particle
nào
is placed at the beginning of a question with the interrogative
ai
to convey the negation. For instance, the question
ai thấy
means who can see that? The rhetoric question
nào ai thấy
means no one can see that. 17.
Đuổi.
The verb
đuổi
has three meanings. 1. To drive away. With this meaning,
đuổi
is usually used with the word
đi,
which follows the object.
Đừng đuổi con chó đi.
Don't drive away the dog. 2. To expel.
Nó bị đuổi học.
Has been expelled from school. With this meaning,
ra khỏi
is used for the English from.
Nó bị đuổi ra khỏi câu lạc bộ.
Has been expelled from the club. 3. To chase, run after. With this meaning,
đuổi
may be used with the word
theo,
which immediately follows the verb
đuổi. Cảnh sát đang đuổi theo kẻ cướp.
Police are chasing a robber. 18.
Sao lại,
meaning why, is used to form a question which expresses the speaker's surprise. The word
lại
follows the subject of the question. It is similar to the English idiom, why in the world, why on earth?
Sao anh lại làm thế?
Why in the world did you do that? 19.
Mình.
The pronoun
mình
replaces the personal pronoun which functions as the subject of the sentence.
Nhiều người đàn ông thấy mình có lỗi trong chuyện ấy.
Many men felt they were guilty in that story. The pronoun
mình
may be used as an object of a verb and corresponds to the English reflective pronouns. Myself, yourself, himself, herself, ourselves, yourselves, themselves.
Anh ấy không thích nói về mình.
He does not want to talk about himself. 20.
Không hiểu sao.
The phrase
không hiểu sao
is used at the beginning of a sentence in which the reason of what the speaker is talking about is unclear to him or her.
Không hiểu sao, tôi cảm thấy chóng mặt.
I don't know why I am feeling dizzy.
Không hiểu sao, mấy hôm nay trời nóng quá.
I don't know why it is so hot these days. 21.
Dễ như bỡn.
The idiom
dễ như bỡn
is used in informal Vietnamese as an adjective with the meaning as easy as apple pie, as easy as duck soup, a piece of cake.
Leo lên quả núi ấy dễ như bỡn.
Climbing that mountain is as easy as apple pie. Climbing that mountain is as easy as a piece of cake. 22. The phrase
năm tháng
has the meaning Time, many years and months.
Năm tháng trôi qua rất nhanh.
Time is passing very fast. 23.
Cả.
The word
cả
is used in some idiomatically set phrases where it follows a verb denoting a physical condition and precedes a noun with the meaning of a body part. The phrases emphasize the physical conditions.
Nhức cả đầu.
To have a headache.
Chóng cả mặt.
To be dizzy.
Mỏi cả chân.
Someone's legs are tired.
Đau cả bụng.
To have a stomach ache or one side's ache. In the idiom,
cười đau cả bụng.
To laugh till one side's ache.
Mờ cả mắt.
Someone's eyes are blurred. In the idiom,
đói mờ cả mắt.
To be starving, feel pangs of hunger. 24.
Đáng lẽ ra.
This phrase introduces a conditional sentence in which an action should have taken place but did not.
Đáng lẽ ra, anh ấy phải đến đây từ hôm qua.
He should have arrived here yesterday, but he did not.
Đáng lẽ ra, cô ấy tốt nghiệp đại học năm nay, nhưng cô ấy bị ốm, phải nghỉ một năm, nên sang năm mới tốt nghiệp.
She should have graduated from college this year, but she took a sick leave for one year, so she will not graduate until next year.
Đúng ra
conveys the same meaning as
đáng lẽ ra.
Note that
ra
in
đúng ra
is mandatory, unlike
ra
in
đáng lẽ ra,
which is optional.
Đúng ra
and
đáng lẽ ra
are interchangeable.
Đúng ra, anh ấy phải đến đây từ hôm qua. Đúng ra, cô ấy tốt nghiệp đại học năm nay.
25. Object plus subject plus verb. In the sentence,
đám ma nàng, cả cộng đồng hô tát đi đưa.
The object,
đám ma nàng,
is placed at the beginning to be emphasized. The inversion is common in both formal and informal Vietnamese and used in affirmative as well as negative statements.
Quyển sách này tôi đọc rồi.
I did read this book. I have read this book.
Quyển sách này tôi chưa đọc.
I didn't read this book. I haven't read this book.